to me, I be work, 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 work. You see me do me there, 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 there. So me better work, work, work.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kiana Skipwith, and I am the guest host from the College of Professional and Continuing Education here at Wentworth. And I'm going to welcome you to our segment for today on crowns and how to start an organization here at Wentworth. Here's Janelle, who will introduce our host, and we'll get started.
Thank you, Kiana. My name is Janelle Juber. I am one of the co-op and career advisors. I support construction management and civil engineering students, and I am also the staff advisor for the new club on campus called Crowns. So I will introduce you to our president, Jennifer.
Hello. Hi, you guys. Yes, Jennifer here.
And Alex Wright.
Hello.
And also joining us is Kiana Skipwith, who is one of the staff advisors as well for Crowns. So, and Abby, of course.
Hi, everyone in the background.
So let's just get started. So Jennifer, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and how you started Crowns?
Okay. Well, a little background about myself. I'm born and raised in Boston. I am coming to Wentworth. I'm uprising sophomore, studying interdisciplinary engineering. A little bit about the activities I do. I was in softball for about 4 years. I am currently a member of the National Society of Black Engineers. And of course, I am the founder and president of Crowns. And so a little bit about Crowns, essentially what it is just a group that pertains to women of color on Wentworth, but also leading towards the women throughout the colleges of the Fenway. And so, basically what the agenda is for this group is just to reach out and support women academically, support them throughout their professions, and also give them a place to just feel free to come with any issues that they may be encountering in their daily lives. Yeah.
Great. So can you just read to us your mission statement?
So the mission is to unite, inspire, support, and engage women of diverse ethnic backgrounds within Wentworth Institute of Technology and the colleges of the Fenway.
Okay, awesome. And how did you come up with the name, Crowns?
So essentially, I wanted people to, well, most people come and say, oh, is it an acronym? So just to make it clear, it's not an acronym, but Crowns is just representing royalty, and I just want the members of that group just to know that they are part of a royal line, they are queens, and that they just, no matter what they may go through, they are part of a great, great line. So, yeah.
Okay, awesome. And Alex, what is your role with Crowns, and can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So my name is Alex. I am a rising senior studying business management, focused in entrepreneurship. My role with Crowns is I'm acting as the PR and social media coordinator for Crowns. A little bit about me is that I really like marketing, and I like experiential marketing, so marketing through events and where people can actually feel a product or interact with a service or organization. So that drove me to focusing more on PR and also marketing. Yeah.
Awesome.
So Alice, can you tell us a little bit more how you plan to promote the social media for Crowns this academic year?
Yeah, sure. So right now what I've got going is we started with these little cards. The cards have a QR code to our website that I've been working on pretty heavily. We had our first photo shoot, which was really fun, and I got to set up and kind of produce the photo shoot. Our website right now is for the most part done. However, we still are missing all the content because we have yet to launch. So once we launch, it's going to be great. We're going to have all these pictures and images of all the fun stuff we've been up to. Yeah. The cards also have our social media, which for right now, it's just Instagram. And then the email that you can reach out to us with, which is crowns@wit.edu.
Perfect. So Jennifer, can you tell us a little bit about some upcoming events for Crowns and for the fall, and what can we expect from the Crown community?
Okay, so in September, we're going to be having our involvement fair at Wentworth Institute of Technology. And so you guys could come out and just learn more about Crowns at our booth, and we'll just give you a rundown about activities that we'll be hosting throughout the year, and also volunteer activities that we might be hosting mm-hmm. throughout the year. In October, we are having our first official Crowns kickoff, so we'll give you more in-depth information about who we are, what we're doing, and just allowing an opportunity just to socialize and see your potential members. So that's for October. In November, we have our Crownsgiving event. So we'll be having a potluck type event and just bringing out food and having engagement with one another and just socializing. And in December, we have our trap and paint. So I know most people are going through their finals. They're going through a little bit of stress. So just to de-stress, we have this opportunity where you can listen to great music and paint. So yeah, that's just what it's looking for this semester.
That's awesome. I'm looking forward to organizing and, you know, getting the word out there for you all.
Yeah.
So very exciting. So let's take a step back and let's talk about how you all came together in regards to the e-board, and if you can mention the other e-board members' names.
So we have Renisa Burke as our treasurer. And we also have
Diana Solano as our vice president.
And so it was more so like a puzzle piece, I would describe it. Like,
accurate.
It wasn't all together. The picture wasn't all set, one and done. But how it started off was just Renesa and I were friends already coming in for our freshman year at Wentworth. And I was just telling her how I thought, like, there needs to be a place for women of color and diverse backgrounds within Wentworth. But then eventually, as we decided to do our constitution and getting established at Wentworth, we met Janelle and Kiana, and they just like expanded our thought process and made us allowed us to see that this could go so much further. And so we had it for the colleges of the Fenway, and we decided that we needed to fill up our e-board situation. And so Janelle suggested Alex. And I was just like, oh, I never heard of her. I didn't see her. And then after we got in contact and we just seen her work, and we was just like, yeah, like definitely she has to be a part of the team. And then as for Diana, she was just more so a friend of Alex. Mm-hmm. And so she put us in contact with her. And so we decided, okay, let's check her out. And she came and she vibed with the whole entire e-board. And so, yeah, that's how we all got together.
I think it was great having you guys reach out to me. And at the time, I was like already, I think, swamped or either on co-op. And I saw your email and I was like, oh, wow, this sounds great. But it wasn't until I actually got to meet you.
Right.
And obviously the e-board I've already kind of knew, and I was like, all right, this team is the dream team right now. So and obviously with a great mission as great as ours, I was like, yeah, this is something I want to, if I don't have time, I'm going to make time for. And it's been really fun so far, so I can't wait to see what else we can accomplish together.
right. And I feel like it was natural chemistry. I actually met Diana at the welcome orientation, and I sought her out as well.
Yeah.
However, she already knew about it because of Alex. I said, okay, well, it's meant to be.
Yeah.
Right. Like everything just meshed.
Yeah.
Right.
So I understand you guys are still looking for a secretary, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So everyone,
yeah.
New club.
If you're interested, email crowns@wit.edu.
Yes.
So we will take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Yay.
Watching to see what you will do.
welcome back. So we are here joined by Crowns, the newest organization on campus, with Jennifer and Alex, Kiana, myself, Janelle, and Abby. So I wanted to just talk about the fundraiser opportunities that are upcoming. And I do remember we just had a ice cream fundraiser. So can you just talk a little bit about that and how that turned out? And
okay, well, we had great sponsors supporting us that donated some ice cream. So I just want to shout out the Ice Cream Smith, the Boston Ice Cream Factory, JP Licks, and also Chartwells from Wentworth. They helped us out with storing the ice cream. So we were able to get donated ice cream and just sell them for a profit, just to make sure that we were able to like support our upcoming events throughout Crowns. And as for upcoming fundraisers, well, that's something we can't release yet, but I promise you guys are gonna love it. Y'all are gonna love it. I know our next event that's coming out that we could let other people know about is the Roll Bounce. So we're gonna have the Roll Bounce Mixer, and essentially what that is a skating rink event. So we're gonna be going to Chez Vu's, and that is located in Dorchester. And it will be on October 19th, which is a Saturday, running from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. So, yeah.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a great time.
Come one, come all. Please, please support. Yeah.
Yes. And you get a discount if you come wearing yellow. Yep. So definitely come in our colors. We'll recognize you and spot you.
Yeah. So we'll be sure to post it on our Instagram. So for those that don't know, it's _crowns_. So that's our handle for Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. So I know you mentioned your purpose. The purpose of Crowns is to establish a connection among women of diverse ethnic backgrounds, you know, while uplifting members in both their academic and professional endeavors, while creating a safe space to speak about personal challenges. Mm-hmm. So a lot of students, they are very busy, whether it's their, you know, schoolwork or they're working. Can you just discuss or give us some tips or reasons why it's beneficial to join a club or be a part of an organization?
Yeah. So first off, I think it's a great way to meet new people, especially in a campus. It might be hard to find people that have similar interests with you. So that would be one of the first benefits of participating in a student organization. Also, you get to take a little break from your academics and have fun. And lastly, it's great just on your resume. People really care about what you, not only like your grades and how well you did in school, but how much you participate on your own time. What about you?
For me, I feel like when it comes to clubs, you get to build the skills that you didn't even know was in you. So for me personally, as I said, I am a current member of National Society of Black Engineers. And going through that, I was able to build my public speaking skills. I was able to build resume building skills. I was able to just, you know, become a leader because I was put in positions where I'd have to make sure I'm planning events as a whole group. I'm making sure that I'm good with team building. So I feel as though when it comes to groups, it's not only just the friendship aspect, but it's also the professional aspect you're building overall.
Sure. For sure. Yeah, and the leadership skills also is a really big thing.
Great. So as you guys are working with Crowns and deciding on what to do and things like that, what are some success or elements of how to run a successful organization? Like, what things come to your mind when thinking about the different activities you're putting together? What some of the elements you think should kind of mesh
to
kick it off?
I think for sure the biggest thing I've noticed that Jennifer does really well is the agenda. Oh my goodness. It's so important because it keeps you on schedule and on topic, because I feel like meetings, after a while, they can be unproductive. So sitting down and writing out an agenda of, like, these are the things we need to get done and we only have an hour keeps you really on topic of, like, and focused on what you need to get done. I've sat in meetings before where I'm like, we are so off topic right now, right, and yep. I want to rein it back in, but Jennifer does a really good job of that.
Oh, thank you. I would also just say, like, overall, I know Janelle put me on to this. It's just a matter of having a list for your fundraising event. So, like, it would be a form, and you would write in detail, like, what needs to be there, what items needs to be there, who's coming, how are we promoting it. So it's a matter of just organization overall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Major yeah. key is also organization. I think that goes with the agenda.
Yeah.
Writing things down always helps, too, because you can, obviously, we're human. We forget things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So writing things down is always a good thing.
Right. So, Jennifer, can you discuss with us some of either your volunteer ideas or opportunities that you have in mind?
So for October, I was thinking about having, I want to have essentially just a volunteer opportunity where members of Crowns or just anybody that is willing to come, we would just donate items for Pine Street, which is a local homeless shelter, and they just give out items for people of the homeless. And so that's coming up soon in October, so be ready for that. More information will be listed on our Instagram. And so basically we would have a night where we just all come together, listen to slow jams or whatever type of music that you love, and just build a little kit for them and just get it sent over. And yeah, that's one activity that I think would be great for volunteering.
So what are some of you guys' ideas of engaging the College of the Fenway?
Yeah, that's a good question. No, it's hard. I think the biggest challenge, at least for me in marketing and coordinating everything, is that we're not on the same schedule
right.
with the other schools necessarily. And so we have a summer semester where it's ghost towns in the other colleges. But that hasn't stopped us at all.
Absolutely, yeah.
We are in contact with some of the other schools' center of engagement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of reaching out to them, letting them know, hey, we're here and we'd love to have your students over. Right.
Currently, we're just messaging some of the other clubs as well, and we're just seeing a potential opportunity for collaborations so that we could get members from their campus to come to ours or vice versa, mm-hmm. so that we could be able to have a great time.
Right. So I haven't discussed this with the group yet, but I think we should have campus ambassadors, mm-hmm. so that they can be a voice for the different schools.
Yes, yes. For
that's
sure.
a part of the yeah. colleges of the Fenway.
It's a great
so
idea.
That's another opportunity for those who are listening, that we will seek campus ambassadors.
Again, okay? Email if you are interested, crowns@wit.edu.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So again, that's another benefit in regards to being a part of a student organization, where you'll be able to give back to the community, and you know, while doing so, overall, you'll have fun.
Yeah, right. And it feels good to give back. Like, you no one ever leaves a volunteering experience feeling worse about themselves. They normally feel 1,000 times better. So.
Right.
Okay. All righty. So, anything else you want to add, ladies, before we wrap up?
I just want to thank you, Abby, for giving us this opportunity. It was really great.
Yes, for sure.
And yeah, again, thank you for the sponsors that helped us out with our fundraiser. Thank you to Chartwells.
Accelerate, yeah, you guys helped us a lot with getting name tags printed or, laser cutted. So fancy.
Yes,
so
thank
yeah,
great
thanks
job.
To everyone that's been supporting and everything that we do. And we're really excited to launch. Mm-hmm. That's all I cannot wait till we have more people involved with us.
Yes. So if you're interested in being a member, feel free to DM us on Instagram, email us. We are listening to you guys. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. And last but least, I just want to say, everybody that's going through finals, good luck. I know that
Thank
finals
you, girl.
Are crazy.
We're going to need it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you all for coming and being a part of this program, and we look forward to seeing what Crowns has in store for us.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, everyone. And I'm just going to do a couple of quick announcements. You can always come back to the radio, so please, if you ever want to come back, or let's check in at the end of the year. I want to hear how the year goes for you. So let's have you back when you're done.
Definitely.
Just a couple of quick announcements. As the girls just said, finals are coming up. The semester is ending, so that means tomorrow is the last day of drop-in hours at our office. Tomorrow is Wednesday, correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. So tomorrow, the last day of classes, last day of drop-in hours, so you can meet with your advisor until 4 o'clock tomorrow. Advisors are on campus while you are on break, so if you do want to make an appointment with them, we're always here. Regular hours, 8:15 to 4:45. This is also the last episode of WitWorks Radio for the summer, so we will be back with a whole new season in the fall, and we look forward to seeing you all then. So thank you for joining us this summer.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.